Now, no problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. More U.S. presidential candidates are expected to attend the Bridge Crossing Jubilee celebrations in Selma this weekend, along with Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. The list now includes Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Mike Bloomberg. This year is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. A bill that would prevent doctors from issuing hormone-blocking drugs and performing gender-changing surgeries on minors is making its way through the State House after a public hearing yesterday. It's called the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, and six states are considering similar bills. The bill now heads to the floor of the House and Senate, where lawmakers will debate and then vote. The funeral for longtime Troy University band director Johnny Long is at 2 o'clock today at First United Methodist Church in Troy. Long died Monday night in his home after a brief illness. He was 94. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. Every candidate in this race says they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Many candidates in this race say they support term limits, but I've done it. Many candidates say they will fight for conservative values, but I've done it. Some candidates say they support our military, but I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. So on March 3rd, you have a choice. You can either vote for a candidate who says they're going to do it or vote for Barry Moore who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. This day is also known as TGIFE. Getting ready for Friday. Got big days coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday is going to be a big day. Got a friend of mine's birthday. We're going to celebrate that on Sunday. Monday's going to be a good day. Tuesday is going to be huge.
So South Carolina primary is Saturday.
Saturday.
And then Super Tuesday is Tuesday, which includes us and all these primary fights we're paying attention to.
It does. And we'll be doing our typical thing for that and taking in what voter turnout is. I need to do work on that this weekend, so I'll have all my charts ready. Wow, look who's on the phone. Let's go to the phones. Becky Gerritsen. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are you all doing today?
We're very good. And you? Are you down to that State House giving those rascals straight?
Well, yes. Actually, I just left, got back to my office, and wanted to give you a couple of updates. We had a have had a very busy week. So yesterday we had the bill that would ban medical procedures for normal, healthy children wanting to change their gender. Yeah. The House bill and the Senate bill are identical bills, and those both passed out of the health committees yesterday. It was a public hearing, so five opponents and five proponents were able to speak on the bill. It passed on party lines in the House, but in the Senate, one of the Democrats, who happens to be a pharmacist, Senator Beasley, voted with us to ban those procedures on healthy minors. So that was exciting.
Just out of curiosity, what is the argument among the Democrats of why this should be done?
Well, there are a couple of them. I think the one that we'll hear the most is that this is a violation of parental rights. If parents believe their child's gender dysphoria and they want their child to go have these hormone procedures done, then this violates the parents' rights. But our argument is parents are not allowed to endanger their children. And we have a lot of laws in place to make sure that that doesn't happen. And these procedures are not FDA approved for changing genders. There is no long-term medical studies done on these procedures. We do know that stopping puberty, you know, making someone, you give them the drug before they go through puberty, if they're a regular healthy person, which that's what we're talking about, regular physically healthy children, and giving them mega high doses of the opposite sex hormone is very dangerous. And that is why this law needs to be in place, because this is happening in Alabama. We do have children who are receiving these treatments. One of the ladies that testified yesterday, she was born a female. She, for a year, transitioned and lived as a male. She took all the hormones, and they almost killed her. She is now a woman again. Of course, she never changed. You know, you can't really change what your DNA says, but and she was just testifying, please don't let minors. I was 18 when I made this decision, and I can't imagine someone at 12 or 14 making this kind of decision. So
let me ask you something. When she made the decision when she was at 18, did she have to have a parent permission to do that, or because she was 18, she could do it on her own?
I don't know if she had to have parental permission at that time, but our bill makes you have to be 19. You have to be of the Alabama legal age of an adult, mm-hmm. Yeah, to be able to do that. So the that's the main argument. The other one they're going to say is that if these children don't get hormone treatments and begin to physically affirm their gender dysphoria, then they're going to commit suicide. And this is one, you know, this is kind of the scare tactic. And when you go online and you see what children are told, that is what they're told to say to their parents and to the doctors, that if they don't get this treatment, they're going to commit suicide. So parents are being bullied into having this done. However, the young lady that testified yesterday for us, she said that argument needs to be completely off the table, because I was told right before I started these drugs, one of the questions that was asked was if I felt suicidal or would harm myself, I was not allowed to take these drugs. So all these parents and people now who say, well, this child's suicidal, we've got to get this medication to them. Well, technically, if they're suicidal, they're not supposed to be on this medication. And I thought that was just a great point.
Yeah, that was a good point.
So anyway, those are the main things. Now, let me tell you, one of our witnesses was threatened. One of our witnesses was harassed by a couple of men in drag. And very large men, and it was very intimidating because she's a small woman, and that was a little bit ugly. We had to kind of get security involved, and on the elevator and the talks in the hallways, is the LGBT crowd is not happy at all. The Human Rights Campaign state director was there, and it's a trans woman, it's a man, but a trans woman. She testified that this is discrimination against trans people. But the reality is this has nothing to do with discrimination. This is solely about keeping children's bodies healthy. And that they need to be of the legal age before they make a decision to do this harm to their bodies. So we're expecting a lot of opposition as these bills move forward. The debate will be on the floor. Who knows when? But anyway, we know that the left is definitely gearing up for that. So that was one update, but I have another bill that happened today that passed in the House today.
Yeah.
Which is one of our bills that we've been very excited about. Well, it's not a bill. It's a resolution. This was the resolution declaring pornography as a public health crisis, and as it is the number one fuel for human trafficking, and does have a lot of health and medical effects to it as well. Not only does it change your brain chemistry, but porn-induced erectile dysfunction is now a bigger problem in the younger generation, 18 to 21-year-old, than it is for the older men now. I mean, this is really a medical issue that is happening. But it passed out of the House today, basically on party lines, which is unfortunate. But we are the 16th state to pass one of these resolutions, and 14 of those states passed it with complete bipartisan agreement. And so it's unfortunate that it was partisan in the House. Did pass in the Senate on the first day of the session unanimously. So I'm sad to see that it kind of fell apart in the House a little bit. But those are two bills that...
Did you see the occupational tax, stop the occupational tax bill?
I think I saw that was going to be on the House. I want to say on the Senate floor today. I saw the special order calendar today, but I was so wrapped up with this other stuff. I know. It's hard. We had a bunch of people in from all over the state and some from across the country here witnessing and testifying yesterday. So, my hands were a little bit full. Can you tell me? Were you following that?
I was told that it was going to go to the floor today.
It is on the Senate floor today, I believe.
And so they were trying to, but I didn't know where it was in the order of the calendar. But that's what I was told. We'll ask Will Barfoot tomorrow.
Yeah, excellent. I'm looking forward to listening in tomorrow as well. But thank you for letting me give you a quick update.
Thanks, Becky. I appreciate you, my dear.
Okay.
Tell Erica I said hi. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. And you?
Good.
Good. And listen to Becky here. Now, they moved the age from what, 18 to 19?
No, well, she said it was mandatory that she had to be 19 to do it, but it's... There was an 18-year-old, a person, when they were 18-year-olds, they were taking drugs that would have enhanced testosterone drugs.
Yes. Well, what does a year make? I mean, you don't know from your 18 to 19. It doesn't make any difference.
How were you when you joined the Army?
19.
Could you have joined at 18? Yes.
No, because I was having too much fun at 18.
Clint, I really appreciate your honesty, but you could have joined at 18.
You know, I joined at 19, just to get away from drugs. Mm-hmm. That was a big mistake, because there's more drugs in the Army than there was in the civilian life.
particularly during your era, during that time. Where were you stationed when you were 19?
In Ludwigsburg, right outside of Stuttgart.
Yes, Stuttgart.
Yeah, Stuttgart, Germany. That's where they sent me. They didn't send me to Vietnam, and I enlisted to go to Vietnam.
Man.
But they sent me to Germany instead, so.
God had his hand on you.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know, but that's the way it turned out. So, but hey, the reason I called, the Senate race,
yeah.
I got my mind made up.
Yes.
Congress, I do not.
Okay.
All right. Jessica Taylor. And
yes.
Terry. I can never get her last name
Hesdorf.
Right. Hesdorf. And more. In your opinion, You may not want to tell me this. I'll put it on the radio. In your opinion, what's the best choice?
That, I like to leave things up to my audience, but I can kind of tell you, I can kind of tell you what I think about all of those folks. You did not have Jeff Coleman in that list. You did not have Troy King in that list.
No, they're out.
Okay, so here's kind of the way I look at it. If Barry is a very nice guy, very well liked, he's a Trump person through and through. His governmental knowledge is good, it's not great. Terry Hassdorf, on the other side, has some experience in Washington and kind of has a feel for Congress, but she hadn't been tainted by Congress. And so she has kind of a ground-level knowledge that is there, which I think is a good asset to have. Jessica Taylor, I think, brings a dynamic to the picture that's a little bit different. She is a go-getter. She does not mind mixing it up with folks at all. I've really, in a way, kind of enjoyed her taking on Jeff Coleman. And I told her husband, Brian, who's a good friend of mine, I said, whoa.
So you know them personally.
I know Brian Taylor very well.
All right.
So I feel like I know Jessica pretty well. But I said to him, I said, is it like that at home? He said, sometimes. But she'll get in there and mix it up with some folks. And she's smart, she's attractive, and I think if she is there, she'll be there for a while. Which is a good thing for second congressional district. We have always had folks that had longevity. When you go back, you weren't here then, but Bill Dickinson was elected in 1964, and he didn't leave that office until like 1992. And he was top dog on Armed Services Committee, though he was in the minority. But he, having tenure and years under your belt, means a lot in Congress.
So a newbie is going to take a
newbie starts out in a committee. They're lucky if they get what they want. They have a respect for Alabama because of the number of military bases here, and they'll probably put somebody on the Armed Services Committee if they want to be on there, and they should all want to be on there.
Well, more, I'm a big advocate for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a veteran.
Right.
And I think we get mistreated. VA could do better. But it's fine. And more being a veteran. But I don't know much about him, so... I don't know, Mr. Morris. It's going to be a tough decision.
Well, I hope the way I laid out those three individuals helps you out
a little
bit. And like I said, I've never been one to tell an audience member how to vote for a person. Now, sometimes on issues, I will say something. And when we go over the amendments, which we'll do on Monday and Tuesday.
What's the amendments?
Well, one amendment is the... is changing the school board to the direction of the governor. And there's some pros and some cons to that. The pro is, while you have a Republican there, you'll get a full Republican State Board of Education. The problem is if you have someone who is one of these fix-it governors, then you could really run into some problems, because what they could do is having been in the governor's office before, that would be an incredible, awesome power that you could say, oh, you guys are gone. I'm putting my team in. I'm putting a team in that's going to see education my way. And yeah, you. And we're going to do it our way here. I think that could be a mistake in the wrong hands. So people think it would be a good thing under Kay Ivey. But as I've always said, think about a future governor that has an agenda that is different than yours concerning education. It could be really bad.
Well, yeah. Well, apparently the education in Montgomery is not doing too good.
education in the state of Alabama is not doing too well. It's doing awful in Montgomery, Alabama. But if you need something stolen, we're teaching teachers how to steal from folks now.
Well, maybe they need to look at Texas. You know, Texas education is awesome. You go to high schools in Houston, they look like junior colleges. The high school.
Yeah. And
they look like a college.
Yeah, and let me tell you something about Houston in particular, because I'm familiar with it, having lived there for 2 months and really kind of got bathed in it. Houston, first of all, you've got, and Terry Abbott, who was a close friend of mine in the governor's office.
Oh, you knew Abbott?
Yeah, he was the communications guy for the Houston Board of Education. And so when I was out there, we renewed our friendships and stuff. But you have a whole different set of values that are happening in Texas. Number one is they put money in their schools.
Yes, sir.
And they never lost people to their schools, and everything is zoned. You go to the school you're zoned in, so you live in a good school zone in Texas, particularly in Houston. So if you're out by Galleria and out in that area, that is probably one. I looked at that school. You're right. It looks like a college campus.
Yes, sir.
But you go to the one that's downtown Houston. I forgot the name of the street. But it's
Montrose.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, Montrose. Montrose.
Montrose.
Which was the porn prostitution capital of Houston when I was there for the pornography commission. But that's the difference: is you have real-life zoning, you have huge amounts of money that are put into it by the taxes that people pay for ad valorem there. And they never left the system like they did in Alabama. Clint, I'm up against a heartbreak. Gotta
go.
Enjoy talking to you. Gonna be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day. Like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd. All day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for brighter headlights? If they seem dim, it's probably time to change them. And a new set of lights is the first step towards a safer you on the road. We've got all the visibility products you need to drive with peace of mind, from replacement headlights to headlight restoration kits. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The following statement is from a bartender who claims to have worked at Hulu's reality TV house party.
So, it's 11 a.m. on a Monday and my entire stash of champagne is already gone. Derek Huff is going on about his Wi-Fi barbecue. Darcy Silva is living her best life in the photo booth. The Masked Singer is wolfing down all the catering. I can't make mimosas fast enough. And then someone spills an entire tray of food all over the floor.
Reality or not, we'll never know. What we do know, Hulu has reality TV. Start your free trial today. Learn more at Hulu.com.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. You know, Wallace and Moody Realty have got two outstanding realtors, Paul and Christy Mello, personal friends of mine, super folks, making things happen for you. If you're interested in selling your home, you need to make the telephone call to reach Paul and Christy Mello. It's not going to cost you a thing, not 1 cent to talk to them. And they got a little treat for you that if you give them a call and you do a listing with them. But they're going to go in and help. They helped a couple that they were interested in selling their home. They're over in Prattville, the Silver Hills North area. Went and met with them, toured the house, got a good feel for it, made some recommendation of some changes that they needed to do to make the house as presentable as possible so they could get top dollar without spending too much. So that the seller did that, and then they listed the home, they did photographs, they did they got it marketed really well, they did professional pictures, virtual tour, drone videos. They did a bang up job of marketing, and then they put that out there to the public. How do I know that they did a great job? By the result that they got. That's what counts. They got an offer over the seller's asking price in one day, and then the seller was extremely happy. How do you see about getting those type of things happening for you? You call Paul and Christy at 299-799-7648. Paul and Christy Mello. Skip Zillow, call Mello, Paul and Christy, personal friends of mine. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Randy from Snowden. Randy, welcome aboard.
Hey guys, it's beautiful outside, I guess.
It is. If it's just about 10 degrees warmer, I'd be a happy camper.
Yep, I agree. Well, I got a question, but I want to ask you a question you enjoy. On this ad valorem tax, change the subject for a second. It's mainly for rural Montgomery County, because the city of Montgomery does not have to abide by the ad valorem tax. Am I correct in saying that?
No. You're not.
So all the ad valorem tax that the county commission is passing, that passed, is not just for Montgomery County, it's for city, too. I thought the city was included.
Well, city is in Montgomery County.
Well, I know that, but so they have to pay the tax to them.
Right. Yeah, if you look at your property tax, you've got a state component, you have a county component, then you have this thing that says school board, and then you have a city component to it.
Okay, so the county tax that the county commission passed the other night, it reflects back on everybody that lives in Montgomery County.
To the best of my knowledge, that is correct.
Okay, I was told different, so that's why I wanted to see what you had. That was told me that the inside the city limits would not be affected by the ad valorem tax for the county people that own property outside the city limits.
Nope. It's going to hit everybody, but I think it's not going to pass the muster with the with the state delegation, the delegation from Montgomery County?
Well, I hope not, because they already taxing us to death out here in the county rural areas, as you well know already. I mean, we pay a lot of tax out here.
Not as much as you do in the city.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Well, that was my question, and just keep carrying on, gentlemen.
Thanks, Randy.
All right.
Can I fit Jim in here?
Yeah.
Jim, how are you?
Great, sunshine. Real quick, Dan, I don't know if y'all talked about this, but it was something that was discussed about the debate the other night. Crazy Bernie, you know, when he was discussing drugs and about legalizing marijuana in all the states in the country, mm-hmm. and also expunging the records of all those who were arrested for possession of marijuana, and setting up the minorities to sell marijuana. Did you catch that part?
I did catch that part. The question I would have asked is, why would you want to do that? Do you think that they were really good at doing that?
I mean, talk about pandering and just what in the world? He is a nut, Dan.
Oh, I have an interview that I'm filtering through right now that was done after this. We need more of Bernie talking. The more Bernie talks, and just let him go. I can't wait to get down to a small debate stage where there are only like three people in there. He will bury himself because he cannot get out of his own way. They must do this. They must open up the questions to be a minimum of 2-minute answer. Thing in his mouth is a big old foot.
I mean, I don't know. He has got some wild ideas.
He does, and the more people, we need people to hear about him.
I can only come to one conclusion. Back in his hippie days, he must have took a few trips on LSD. That's about all I can figure out. Man, I mean, that's just unbelievable. Well, I hope he gets the nomination, because he won't have a snowball's chance. No way.
Well, if he is able to, here's the missing link on Bernie. If the media ever gets behind him because of their hatred for Trump, if he is going to be the nominee, then hang on to your hat, because they are going to, their job, and this has been a discussion within my group, if the media's job becomes sell socialism, and sell the fact that democratic socialism is not such a bad thing, which is not a difficult sell if you're talking about it in terms of medicine and education and debt and opportunity. That's actually not a bad and hard thing to sell. But the media would have to get behind it. And if they do, then you just watch out.
But is the majority of the Democratic Party going to get behind it?
I hate to say, I think the majority of the Democrat Party thinks in those terms. I think, like I said, I think the ability to sell this to African Americans is easy if it weren't an old white guy selling it.
Yeah, a crazy white guy.
I mean,
that's just...
The problem in having spoken to African Americans before, and I'll never forget, I was doing a church event, and the person said to me, you know, everything that you're saying is absolutely right. The difference is, if you look more like me saying that, it would have a bigger impact with that group of people. Now, that was bald face correct. And he was telling me what the truth was.
Yeah.
But it is. Sometimes you can't hear people because of who they are and what they are.
Yeah, well, that's just wild, man.
It is. Well, welcome to America. I've got to go, Jim. You have a great day.
Have a good one.
Gonna be back.
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Vice President Pence talks about taking on the coronavirus.
We will continue to bring the full resources of the federal government to bear to protect the American people.
Speaking in Maryland, where he's attending CPAC, the largest gathering of conservatives in the country, the vice president yesterday put in charge of prevention efforts.
The White House has added Ambassador Debbie Birx to be the White House coronavirus response coordinator. She is a doctor and well-known public health official who's currently the government's global lead on HIV.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. And former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh gets sentenced to 3 years in a scheme involving self-published books.
Pugh resigned in May after investigators began looking into bulk sales of her Healthy Holly books that brought her hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday's the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't know why I love you like I do.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let me see those clips that we're gonna play, big guy. Thank you. Let's see which way we want to go here. Joey's rocking out here. Ed O'Keefe down in South Carolina, checking it out down there. He's going to report to us and tell us about South Carolina and Super Tuesday. Who has the money to make this thing happen? Some people don't.
The presidential candidates, they are kicking it up a notch when it comes to campaigning ahead of Saturday's South Carolina primary and next week's Super Tuesday contest in 14 different states. Senator Bernie Sanders, a Democratic frontrunner, is trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in South Carolina. Ed O'Keefe is in Charleston covering the race there. Ed, good to see you. What can we expect in the next few days? Because you know the clock is ticking.
It sure is, Gail. Good morning. And candidates are desperate to cover as much ground as possible, not only here in South Carolina, but in the 14 states voting next week, when nearly 1,400 delegates are up for grabs.
We have got to bring people together. We share a common humanity.
Frontrunner Bernie Sanders campaigned last night in the Super Tuesday state of North Carolina. In the coming days, candidates are fanning out across the country with events stretching from Boston to Raleigh, Nashville, Little Rock, Selma, and San Diego. The hope is to pick up as many of the more than 1,300 delegates up for grabs that day as they can. That's more than a third of what's needed to win the Democratic nomination. The supersized primary day is set to stretch campaigns thin. Only Sanders and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg have the resources to compete in all 14 states.
Uh-oh
is right.
So what's poor Amy going to do? And Pete actually, if I read the report correctly, he flushed all his money in South Carolina after the New Hampshire thing. He came down and he spent a lot of money on advertising and also on staff down there. So he ain't got no mojo to go make it into places. So what he could do is he could go and take a state, like Oklahoma or something, to go take a state and try to win that. And so we can say he's a winner. But Biden not having money now, say he wins Saturday, I think he will. Will he all of a sudden raise $5 million? But $5 million in Super Tuesday number of states? Texas, California, media markets?
And Biden, I think he could raise that amount of money. It wouldn't be that much, as you point out. He also, I think, might bank on name ID, that people go to the ballot on Super Tuesday and say, oh, Joe Biden, oh, okay. You know, and maybe that's what Bloomberg's counting on, too, with just name ID with the ads.
Again, I think Bloomberg is going to be the biggest disappointment around.
I hate to call it this early, but there are a lot of people doing it. I don't see any way they stop Bernie. And Pelosi, I think, came out today and said anybody who has the majority, just the majority of the delegates should be the candidate, which gives Bernie a clear path.
Yeah, and they're doing this they're having a meeting talking about how they're going to do the Rules Committee and speaking to that subject that the superdelegates will go with who the majority is.
Right.
Now, there may be a smoke screen somebody's throwing out there and do what they did to Bernie. Oh, we're not doing that, Bernie. We're not going to do that to you. Oh, yeah, we are. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Dan, Joey, how are y'all?
We're good, and you?
Doing pretty good today. Pretty good. Nice, beautiful day.
What's on your mind?
You were talking about Bernie Sanders, and a lot of people say Trump will just whip him hands down, but I'm kind of scared that he's going to all these young people, and I'm just going to say young and inexperienced, and if, you know, that could be the turning point. That's what scares me about him. And, you know, I think Trump will win, but something in the back of my mind, you know, not unless the DNC can take it away from him.
Well, here's some things to kind of digest, is that he has not actually turned out the young people as well as he did in 2016. And so when you look at the New Hampshire numbers, for example, his numbers for young people were down by 9%.
I did not know that. So you know, they played up as if he's doing better than he did.
Yeah, now when you look at a rally and you look at different things, you see young people. But when you're talking about voters and actual numbers, that's not what's happening. And the vote in New Hampshire, particularly for Amy Klobuchar, those were all 45 years old plus. And I personally think there's a lot of independent and Republicans that were doing that. And to try to get a more moderate tone to the whole thing. So unless he does some supernatural power thing, and let me tell you about South Carolina, having gone to school there and know it very well, is South Carolina has a ton of micro schools. You have Elon, you have Winthrop, you have Converse, you have Clemson, you have Wofford, where I went, you have Columbia, USC, University of South Carolina, but you have a Charleston College, you have a ton of schools that are there that are small. They call them micro Ivy League schools. And that is a more of a liberal set that's there. And he has the ability to turn those people out because you have a lot of people that go to those schools who are from South Carolina.
Okay, and so you're talking about Bernie?
Mm-hmm. Bernie. So that could be helpful to Bernie in South Carolina. I'm not sure if that's going to, and I think he'll do really well in California, but it's still not the type of numbers that he needs to beat Donald Trump.
I got you. I was just worried that, you know, most young people, they complain, but they're not registered voters. I mean, I was one, you know, young and but, you know, it's
so how, well, let me ask you something. How old were you the first time you voted?
I was in my almost 40.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Man,
but
I voted
know,
every
was,
single election since I was 18.
I voted the first two. Last one, I voted local stuff. Last one, I was like, these people don't impress me. But Trump's brought me along since then.
But so you're Trump sure now? Just,
not more like anti-Trump. Like, he pisses off the right people, I kind of like that.
You so, like that, huh?
Yeah. And he's
You're known by the people you piss off.
And I was skeptical of how he would govern, and he's governed much more like a conservative than I ever thought, so got to give him credit for that.
I mean, he said a bunch of stuff and when he was getting elected, and you liked it, but you wondered he'll never be able to do this stuff, but yet here he is fighting all that he's fighting, and look what he's done.
Yeah,
just think when
it's absolutely remarkable, and nobody will give him credit for it. I mean, if the media were playing this down the center, Trump would be huge in the polls, top to bottom. But because they beat him up every single night, and you have the group that doesn't like Trump has a megaphone. It's called ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC.
Well, I mean, It just kills me how the news is. My mom will vote for Trump. She doesn't like him, but she likes what he's doing. And it's like I told her, I said, if you had 96% negativity just from the press, not counting the Never Trumpers, the rhinos, you name it, I said, 3 years of that, I'd pull my hair out.
Yeah.
I mean, I commend the man for being able to take what he's gone through already.
So, I agree.
Dan, it's a beautiful day, Joey. I hope you'll have... Oh, can you put me in for the Sweet Creek?
What do you say, Joey?
Yeah, we can do that later.
He says yes, so you're in, buddy.
Thank you much. 1226.
You got it. You're showing 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
I don't know why I love you like I do. Out of all the changes that you put me through. Used all my money in my cigarette.
Dan Morris Show.
Take me to the river. Wash me down.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. We're bringing the best of PRCA cowboys and bucking stock to Montgomery. Freestyle bullfights, children's events, and entertainment for the whole family. Ticket deals for active military, a Friday night family four-pack, and learn how your children can get in free. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of political stuff on here we need to get to.
I got you in my dreams, your love is creepy.
Let's try to pick up with Tony Katz, who's a talk show host out of Indiana, is going to be talking about Pelosi embraces Bernie.
Nancy Pelosi admitting how she would feel if Bernie Sanders became her party's White House nominee.
Will you be okay if Bernie Sanders is the nominee?
Yes.
Do you have any concerns that you could lose the majority?
Okay, so that was her yesterday, but those remarks are far cry from how she felt about Bernie Sanders and the socialist agenda he supports about a year ago. Watch this.
When Medicare was done by the Congress at the time, under Lyndon Johnson, Ronald Reagan said Medicare will lead us to a socialist dictatorship. This is an ongoing theme of the Republicans. However, I do reject socialism as an economic system. If people have that view, that's their view. That is not the view of the Democratic Party.
At least it wasn't less than a year ago. Here to react is radio talk show host Tony Katz. Tell us what you think about her changing her tune. Less than a year ago, she said that is not the Democratic Party, and now she said that she'd be fine with him winning.
Well, she has to have been somebody who's gotten used to losing to this progressive socialist wing. She's lost to Ocasio-Cortez. She has no control of the party. I think the bigger question is, if Bernie is the party, right? All his ideas, Medicare for all and free college tuition, everything else is where the Democratic Party is at. Why are they working so hard to get rid of Bernie Sanders? Why the desperation to put him in the trunk? So either the problem is he's too far left, or the problem is he's too honest, and Democrats like to keep their socialism on the DL.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rick. Rick, one more of the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. And I hope you're having a great day.
I am. I wish I was outside.
I hear you. Hey, quick question, and I may have missed this if you've already talked about it. I apologize. Because there's nothing else on, watching these Democratic debates, why has Hunter Biden or Biden's involvement in China or in the Ukraine, why has that not come up one time?
Because you're talking about among his opponents?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll give you kind of the thinking that they have. If they do that and they knock Biden out, then the Biden people and the moderates will be mad at them, and they'll take it out on them in some primary and or general election. So, for example, if Elizabeth Warren were to do that, than or Bernie were to do. Bernie would never do that because he didn't want to. He needs those people. Elizabeth Warren would need those people. Amy Klobuchar definitely needs those people, and Buttigieg needs those people. So there's not an incentive for them to do anything. If Bloomberg does it, he needs those people. So that's why they're not going after him.
I got it. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. So I guess we'll stay tuned because Trump will have no problem going after that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think there's several lanes that train's going to travel on. I think there's a Senate lane that's going to do some oversight of what happened. And it may not come from judiciary, but I think it will come from Ron Johnson's office and his committee and the Foreign Relations Committee also. I think that's one lane. I think another lane is a different segment of the media, which is more the Greenwald, and because I understand Greenwald is now working on this story. And he's not anybody, as Joey will tell you, he's not somebody to trifle with. Mm-mm. Once he gets his teeth on something and he gets a scent of it, he is going to track it down.
Guy is a fantastic journalist.
He's a great investigative journalist.
Yeah, he's definitely a leftist, but he's a very good journalist.
And that's Greenwald?
Greenwald. He's the guy who did the Snowden story.
Mm. Okay. And that
he handled Snowden from beginning to end, by the way.
Okay. Now, who was the one that used to be with Sarah Carter all the time on Fox, and
John
now just disappeared? Yeah, what happened to John?
He got let go from the Hill because he was too oriented towards Trump and too a mess up in FISA. So he now has his own narrowband channel, and he's doing a lot of stuff on Fox. He's a Fox contributor.
Yeah, just you can go to justthenews.com. Justthenews.com. That's Solomon's new page, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
He has
awesome
podcasts
well,
and
you,
articles
Joey
up there.
Yeah, and it really is good. His podcasts are really good. Yeah. He's better off being asked questions than he is talking, but it's good. And there's a lot of information in there that you don't get in normal outlets at all.
Well, that could be the same thing said about you on your show, and that's why we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'll tell you another person, if you want sourcing information, Dan Bongino is another very good source.
Yes.
He does a podcast